K-U-T.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Hey, yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
Yeah, perfect, man. Thanks a lot, man. Keep doing that, real heads. Keep listening.
18 hammer falling in our lives. It ain't no hammer, yeah. It ring like mine.
Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo.
Les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Les espaces du rythme international dit funky et les dernières des solutions, la révolution. La paix et la justice, esprit. Question d'identité aujourd'hui sur le mothership avec moi-même Khalid. Dans notre deuxième heure, nous arrivons à la 12e partie de notre hommage à Lee Scratch Perry. Le dernier chapitre, cette performance, cette communication, cet esprit du dub. Mais avant d'arriver à cette finalité de notre hommage, nous continuons sur une autre thématique ouverte la semaine dernière, celle qui consiste à imaginer en quoi consisterait effectivement une archéologie de notre temps, de cette musique qui s'inscrit dans un mouvement des arts et des expressions culturelles et musicales autour de l'identité noire, surtout aux États-Unis, en Amérique du Nord, en Angleterre aujourd'hui. En quoi consisterait cette archive de musique que Delon Futur nommerait les thématiques culturelles et politiques importantes de notre époque? On a débuté l'émission avec Brahim, l'album en 2020, Ainsi vivent les hommes, la chanson La paix et la justice, artiste belge qui promeut le R&B et le reggae d'extraction marocaine. Un album qui souligne un peu cette recherche de la vérité et de la reconnaissance. Un autre album qui, bien sûr, attire notre attention a été essentiellement réédité l'année dernière pour souligner 20 ans de sa sortie. Mais c'est un album qui s'inscrit très bien dans cette trame. Il n'est pas question de revenir sur toute la musique que nous avons explorée les dernières années autour de Black Lives Matter, du afrofuturisme. C'est des titres aujourd'hui qui nous nomment un peu cet espace autour de ces thématiques. The Colored Section de l'artiste spiritualiste Donnie, sorti initialement en 2002, a été réédité l'année dernière. On débute l'émission avec The Colored Section, chanson-titre. Artiste qui, lui, basé en Atlanta, a proposé un regard critique, puissant et spirituel sur des questions de l'histoire des Noirs, de leur existence, leur présence et les relations entre les races. Une question d'identité, de racisme, de consommation, de violence, de puissance et même aussi d'amour entre hommes. Les tons, les sons, les tonalités se rapprochent de ceux de Stevie Wonder. Jeune homme qui a ses racines musicaux dans une église. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
Mm-hmm. name on a blacklist. And all this, it's American here, it's so dear.
Like desire, cause there's a one thing that I notice in this whole world. No matter where you go, no matter where you're living, no matter where you travel, you always find this group of people who are gonna question who you are, what business bring you where you are, and who give you the permission to be where you are. And if you dare reply to them, they're gonna let everybody know that you're being violent, aggressive, and so on. So it seems like we all need black desire to tell us where to go, how to act, when to speak, when to do not speak. That's right.
Black desire.
Ooh.
Black desire.
Yeah.
Black desire.
Black desire. Yeah,
black,
yeah.
Desire.
Ooh.
Black desire.
Black desire.
Black desire. Yeah. Black desire. Yeah. Black desire.
Black desire.
Only black desire.
Black desire.
Assimilation is like a river fighting against the tide, like a fish drawn out to dry land and forced to breathe without water. Assimilation is like the silent pistol that kills without alarm. It is the sound of bones breaking underneath brown skin, an agony that you cannot see, buried behind silent tongues. Assimilation is going from a country and crossing the seas, becoming African, then becoming black, because you cannot just be. Assimilation is the uncle at a dinner party, wanting to get you alone when the parents can't see. Assimilation is sitting in the August sun with hair that isn't yours, producing sweat from your pores, but you cannot detach, because you cannot offend. Assimilation is hair that is not just hair, but a source of intrigue, disdain, or distress. It is wanting to fit in, not wanting to be seen, but sticking out even further. Assimilation is assimilation, 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 assimilation. Assimilation is changing that hairstyle and hearing. I almost didn't recognize you, when no matter what disguise they choose to wear, you will always remember them. Assimilation is wanting expression to be expression, but having it called aggression. Assimilation is, don't judge me before you know me. Don't churn that same allegory. Give me the grace that I give you. I have hidden my hair for you, covered my face for you, traded my mother's tongue for yours, made myself a soldier in the front line of your wars, substituted foreign outfits for your suits and ties, and my shoes have never returned to being sandals. Assimilation. liberation is. Hearing go back to your country and realizing the limbo you've been sitting in for 19 years. And these suits and ties suddenly feel like customized caskets. Wondering who? Who would believe that I've tried to make liquid out of my skin to pass through jail bars set for me? Assimilation is. Being Nigerian in the papers and British in person. My diction is English. My address is English. My food is English. I even have a favorite Wetherspoons. I spend my lunch at Yates in the afternoons. Am I not English enough for you? Assimilated enough for you? I am less of me and more of you, and still not you and not yet me, not yet welcome, just in between. Assimilation is hiding the truth of yourself from yourself just to be accepted by somebody else. It is my tongue twisting an entry of my family home, then twisting back on its way out of the same home. It is hoping to be 10 again and choosing to stay back home. It is a dream broken, a passiveness, a weighted age in pain. Assimilation is my name.
Funky Revolutions on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, as we continue the flight of the mothership from the spiritualized essence of the colored section through the black desire of Joe Linton and the assimilation featuring Dilemma. We continue with Beautiful Me on CKUT 90.3 from Donnie.
Society calls me.
Beautiful Me from Donnie. The album really is reflected in this song, which is a meditation on history, culture, blackness, and self-love. There's a call for justice for the past exploited by capitalism, white supremacy, but a rousing embrace of black beauty. Second selection from an album that was originally released in 2002, but makes it into the archive of the present for the future by dint of its being remastered and re-edited for release last fall. He grew up in a Hebrew Pentecostal church based in Atlanta, and many of the themes that we're exploring today are found in the Colored Section. Album that just finds its space in a continuity of music's themes and approaches ever since and before the Black Arts Movement of the 60s and 70s. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, today in our second hour, we end the last part, chapter 12, of our tribute to Lee Scratch Perry, The End and The Living Dub. Started the program with Brahim Ateb, a Belgian reggae and R&B founder for that area. We, in the session, had Joe Linton, young producer, Cameroonese, based somewhere, London. It's really hard. He moves around. First album, we heard Black Desire, the title track. And then from a really interesting project called Architecture of Oppression, the broken record, a track called Assimilation with Dilemma. This is a project that comes out of London and is basically founded around the work of Jake Ferguson, bass player and one of the founders of Heliocentrics. And it's really his engagement and work with activism for racial and social equity in London that unites the themes, the poets, the activists who speak, sing, and chant on this record. One of the other collectives that really marked some of our look at the Afrofuturistic tendencies in present music was Damien Locks and his work with the Black Monument Ensemble. Last year, they released their second album, a collective of singers and players from children to more elderly singers. They do what he calls the Black Nod, referring to a private, unspoken acknowledgement between Black strangers in public. The album itself is also reflective of a project realized, recorded during COVID, recorded often outside and integrates in the background some of the sounds of the world as they begin to reflect on the now, its passage of time. This is Keep Your Mind Free, featuring Ben Lamar Gay.
Anything interesting happened today?
Yeah, some crazy nut bashed up a lot of cars at the disco.
Yeah. Maybe that's a warning.
Warning?
Yeah. Pretty soon, the whole world will go crazy. We'll be right back.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
En cas de symptômes s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, vous devez passer un test rapide de dépistage à domicile. Si le résultat est positif, isolez-vous à la maison et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Si vous n'avez pas de test rapide, isolez-vous selon la durée prévue. Consultez québec.ca/isolement pour connaître toutes les consignes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Started off with a protest. We ended with a struggle for liberation. By the end of that protest, it was clear that it was no longer about Africans. It was about ultimate struggle for liberation.
But it really becomes about how can you defeat repression in lots of different ways by being creative. Are still being what they don't want us to be. And this is where Steve Biko's writing becomes very important because it's about they want us to be sort of the image of what it means to be Black. We will live a different image of what it means to be Black. And so in that way, you're defeating apartheid.
Agreeing with us, 76 still today is credited with having brought change to South Africa, and who carried 76? The young people of the Black Consciousness Movement of those days, and we boldly say that.
And that is why I'll forever respect people like Solomon Mahlangu, who told his mother that, Mama, the tree of liberation shall be nurtured by the blood of the martyrs.
Into our democracy, it becomes very clear that very little of the apartheid structures in our society have changed. Some people have been able to escape and become part of middle class and ruling class society through being part of either government or business. But for the great majority of people, they're still living in racialized ghettos.
And your life ain't worth shit. I don't care how many Mercedes-Benzes you have. If it doesn't add to the collective development of your people.
We got a lot of work to do, and yes, indeed. This selection, Uprise, is from South Africa. and documents the 1970s student civil rights movement and uprising, especially in 1976, around the theme of awakening, of liberation, and black consciousness. A really beautiful album released in 2020 by one of my favorite collectives, Spazza. That work of archive, of voices, of memory, of empowering history and thinking of the future is part of what we're building in this archive over the next few weeks. This next group, also a collective, had been silent since 2006, working around the work of Luciano Conte, a producer and musician, founder of an Italian label, Schema. This was a kind of awakening for them around the themes of Afro jazz, funk, jazz, funk, but particularly black cultural expression. Released last year, Echoes of Africa from the Invisible Session. Inspired by movements in 2018 against police brutality, Hearing the Call, written in 2018, expands on themes of poetry, particularly Haki R. Madhubuti's Children, that had been released in 1984. It's an attempt to answer ancestral sounds and percussions, to hypnotize, with the performance of African-American, Finnish-based musician Bentality. The album is about black music, incorporating historical syntheses of resistance and struggle. It harks back to the 1970s free jazz and that kind of black arts movement, where expression and freedom are instruments of cultural affirmation. The music itself is aware and hopes to inspire within that tradition and evolving it, political movements and emancipation worldwide.
Afraid if we come closer, isn't it strange, like the fruit of the southern tree, black blood on the leaves, you rather see us dead than living free, physical and mental captivity, see the strange fruit ain't sweet, no way, how could you forget about us, was it because you had to bow down for us? Now this building my father built ain't allowed to us. What happened to the self-confidence of the black man? Destroyed by your laws of attraction, brainwashed since back then. But it's time to think dirty. We are strong, ambitious, beautiful black women and men. The world's biggest inspiration. Original nation, waking up to the call, man. It's highly contagious, but it's only dangerous to the black man's haters. Yeah, I can hear the call, and I no longer fear it all. Face the man in charge, I'ma tell him that. Here we are.
Yeah.
both my ears off and I will still hear the call. Even if it drives you insane, I keep my hands on the wheel in the car. And if we build a wall, man, we can break down a wall. Shake away the thought of us not being great because it's wrong. How horrible it is. Can't be afraid to be involved. Haters will either wish us harm or, you know, keep wishing us harm. Most of our leaders are long gone. I wonder where the new ones are. We're here. We're black. We're strong. And we hear the call. The call. The call. The call.
Don't. Yeah. Uh-huh. So you wanna occupy Wall Street, occupy Oakland, occupy Brooklyn, occupy New York,
occupy your mind,
occupy
positivity, occupy your time
constructively,
occupy your heart
with love to share,
occupy your soul
with a little prayer, occupy this, occupy that, occupy your mind with positive thoughts of you doing the best you can to help yourself and others. Occupy your spirit to harmonize with all the spirits around you. Even the trees and flowers have a spirit. Occupy your time with building, building up your knowledge, building up your health, building your wealth of the ones you love and the ones who love you. Occupy your vision with those things you can see and change what you don't like and enhance those things that agree. Occupy your heart with love for everyone, even those who may not love you. Love is a warrior and will fight for her space. Occupy your appetite with wholesome food to eat and nourishing things to drink. Occupy your world with constructive conversation, good music, and stories with a happy ending. Occupy your soul with prayers and thanks to your God and all your ancestors that you have come this far. Occupy. Occupy.
Occupy your mind. With
your mind, your soul, and
occupy
your spirit.
Your time.
Occupy. Occupy.
Constructively. Occupy your heart.
It's time to occupy.
With love to share. Occupy your soul.
For God the prophecy, I'm constantly praying in tune like pops to see, making my properties a stop for thee. How the true rock consumes souls, control from out of thee. Pockets of poverty, plague to show the way to mold it properly. Grow engaged and know you gotta be. So Father, please raise, compose inside the weak ways that's holding minds asleep. Unfolding paver road of quality, displayed over quantity, cause time don't always lead what they assigned to be. Call on peace alone to follow, leading focuses properly. Needing hope is designed to teach divine to reach wiser than choose means molded to shine, true and notice the signs. Through this opens the lines, movements, motions. I use devotion and rhyme tunes to open it, finds wounds to soak in divine. Soon is woken, confusion broken to bloom. Strive to rise, wise, despise lies, tries. Be careful what you occupy.
Occupy,
occupy your mind.
Occupy.
With positivity.
Your mind, your soul,
occupy
and your spirit.
Time.
Occupy, occupy.
Constructively. Occupy your heart.
It's time to occupy.
With love to share. Occupy your soul.
With a little prayer.
Occupy your mind.
With positivity.
occupy your time.
Constructively
occupy your heart.
With love to share,
occupy your soul.
With a little prayer.
Zilla. One time for revolution. Pick a side, baby. Love, why's there confusion? Two times for all you cappers and actors, ignoring what matters. Ratchet, turn Uncle Tom's, your tags, brackets, non-factors, selfish bastards, all ass backwards. Out of touch, sight and mind, just to appease these the original crooks. You jump and jive, shook for the cream. Topped off time for the American dream. Cash flow for the whole mainstream. Sold yourself for less, sad and soulless. Just a puppet for the sinister scheme. In too deep and you ain't cutting the strings. Trolling, folding, play the game for the streams. That story host taking over like a holy ghost. It ain't what it seems. We in the year of revelation, exposing false supremes. It ain't what it seems. The truth has endurance, a lie has speed. Lord, keep me covered, see that I don't bleed. Why does it take net effort to look up the plea? Fall to his knees to repent when we exceed our limits of greed.
Same old, same old thing. Different past and script and same.
The beginning of time, no kidding, forbidden and hidden. Words to the wise, open your eyes. Sign of the time, shining the light, the truth, the power. People cower in the last days, the final hour. Final hour, bringing truth, the power. The veil is lifted, people cower, people cower, bringing truth, the power. The final hour, bringing truth, the power. The veil is lifted, people cower, bringing truth, the power.
A human experience, hence a spiritual thing, falling from grace. For God, he was king. A human experience, hence a spiritual thing. Falling from grace, she forgot she was queen.
Another black mother lost her son to the streets. We so desensitized, it's normalized. When I cry, she weeps. Bless black fathers, keep watch over them crooked police. Ain't a victim by far, a wrecking bar. The Constitution wasn't made for me. It's the same ending. What he lived by, got him got in these streets. Black children gone from police brutality. If black lives matter, we certainly can't believe. Cause the killer is the same color as me. Product of his environment and out of alignment. Looking up to bangers and slingers. This for OGs. Shout out to praying grandmamas. Ain't no telling where I be. Strong protection and prayer so clear. The only reason that I'm still
a
here.
A human experience, hence a spiritual thing. Falling from grace, he forgot he was king. A human experience, hence a spiritual thing. Falling from grace, she forgot she was queen.
Beginning of time, no kidding, forbidden and hidden. Words to the wise, open your eyes. Sign of the time, shining the light, the truth, the power. People cower in the last days, the final hour. Final hour, bringing truth, the power. The veil is lifted, people cower, bringing truth, the power. The final hour, bringing truth, the power. The veil is lifted, people cower, bringing truth, the power.
Title track, To the Truth to Power Project, from Flower Child out of Texas. Truth to Power, and a project eclectic in genre, basically collaboration of artists out of Texas to support and fundraise for community initiatives. Before that, end of a long career, released last month, an album called Gratitude on Funky Revolutions, from Abiodun Oyewole, familiar to us over the years from interviews with him, but his work particularly with the last poets. The album really is a tour de force of experience and, well, melodically lyrical reflection. This more militant track is Occupy that we heard. Started the set with the Invisible Session, Echoes of Africa, Italianesque in its approach, the track Hearing the Call. As we move into our second hour and the last of our tribute to Lee Scratch Perry, two tracks of note before we continue this thematic, building a future archive of the funk with some Afrofuturist elements towards the end of the month. This project, released and created at the height of the first wave of COVID, The Revolution Will Not Be Streamed, from Citizens Advice, a collective of jazz funk, but with elements of other modern African sounds in there. Citizens Advice out of St. Louis, Social Distancing on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Distancing, we go to the warmth of a voice and hip-hop vision, certainly to watch. Out of Toronto, this is Witch Prophet. The song is Makeda, and the songs are really composed through her Ethiopian-Eritrean roots, a reflection on identity and empowerment, using the names of family members to explore themes on the album released last year, DNA Activation. We end our first hour with Witch Doctor on Funky Revolutions.
Productions Nuit d'Afrique et Groupe Banque TD sont fiers de vous annoncer l'événement « Les nouveaux visages de l'Afro-Jazz ». Une soirée de concerts à ne pas manquer, qui nous fera voyager à Cuba, en Côte d'Ivoire et en Guadeloupe, avec Démé Arosena, Donald Dogbo et Topion. Diffusé en direct sur la page Facebook de Nuit d'Afrique, le jeudi 24 février à 20h. Plus d'infos sur productionnuitdafrique.com.
Let's go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Blood clot.
One, two, three, four.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Full silhouette.
Open your ears and you'll hear. Look and you will see.
This world is living here, it's stripped from the earth.
Bank to bank.
I'm in and I'm out. I can appear and I can disappear. I am not Lee Scratch Perry, I'm music. I'm just making the Mickey and wearing a mask. And I'm a masquerade, right? I used to wield a sword at myself. I used to be the sword man.
Light.
Fear no evil.
Yeah.
Love no evil. For liquidate them.
Introducing myself. Introducing myself. Lee Scratch Perry.